Nolte, CNN admits in Sandman lawsuit it can't prove anyone's a racist. By John Nolte on January 8, 2020. Now that far-left CNN has been forced to settle with Nick Sandman, the then 16-year-old the fake news network repeatedly smeared as racist. This is a good time to remind everyone the anti-Trump outlet originally hoped to wriggle out of this lawsuit by basically admitting it's okay to lie about someone being a racist. If you want to understand CNN's so-called editorial guidelines, remember that back in May, in CNN's motion to dismiss the Sandman lawsuit, the far last place cable channel argued that deeming someone racist is not actionable in a defamation case because it cannot be proved true or false. Good God. CNN also argued it was okay to lie about the Covington Catholic High School students chanting "Build the Wall" because it is not defamatory to say Nick expressed support for the president or that he echoed a signature slogan of a major political party. Yeah, but the whole point of manufacturing the "Build the Wall" chant was to smear these kids as racist. Is it any wonder the judge refused to toss the case or CNN was forced to settle on Tuesday? Here is the list, directly from the original lawsuit, of CNN's reprehensible behavior, emphasis added. Between January 19 and January 25, 2019, CNN brought down the full force of its corporate power, influence, and wealth on Nicholas by falsely attacking, vilifying, and bullying him despite the fact that he was a minor child. CNN did all of this knowing this kid was 16. CNN also knew they did not have the full context of what happened, i.e., the full video. Contrary to its facts-first public relations ploy, CNN ignored the facts and put its anti-Trump agenda first in waging a seven-day media campaign of false, vicious attacks against Nicholas, a young boy who was guilty of little more than wearing a souvenir "Make America Great Again" cap while on a high school field trip to the National Mall in Washington, D.C., to attend the January 18 March for Life. CNN attacked a 16-year-old boy for 7 days. And we all know that the only reason CNN did this was because he was wearing a MAGA hat. CNN's vicious attack on Nicholas included at least four, defamatory television broadcasts and nine, defamatory online articles falsely accusing Nicholas and his Covington Catholic High School CovCath classmates of, among other things, engaging in racist conduct by instigating a threatening confrontation with several African-American men, the Black Hebrew Israelites, and subsequently instigating a threatening confrontation with Native Americans who were in the midst of prayer following the Indigenous People's March at the National Mall. Again, these were all lies, as the full video proved. More specifically, CNN falsely asserted that Nicholas and his CovCath classmates were in a racist mob mentality and looked like they were going to lynch the Black Hebrew Israelites who were merely preaching about the Bible nearby because they didn't like the color of their skin and their religious views, and that Nicholas and his classmates then surrounded one of the Native Americans, 64-year-old Nathan Phillips, creating a really dangerous situation during which Nicholas blocked Phillips' escape when Phillips tried to leave the mob, causing Phillips to fear for his safety and the safety of those with him, while Nicholas and his classmates harassed and taunted him. What's remarkable about CNN doing this is that nothing showed this. The selectively edited video didn't show anything like this. CNN just made it up. CNN didn't settle because it feared losing the case. Unfortunately, it is way too difficult to sue the media for defamation in this country. No, if I had to put money on it, my personal guess is that CNN settled to avoid disclosure, to avoid the public discovering internal corporate messages at the highest levels that said things like, "I don't give a fuck if we have all the facts or not. This little bastard is wearing a MAGA hat and I want his life destroyed. I want him made an example of." That might sound cynical, but is it really? Never forget CNN went into two predominantly Black working class neighborhoods, Ferguson and Baltimore, to ignite race riots based on lies, riots that only harm the good people who live in those two cities. CNN is an evil institution. Only evil would do such a thing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.